The subject of this podcast is the problem of organising collaborative activities in an asynchronous online environment. For courses such as H808, e-learning allows distributed learners to engage with material and each other wherever and whenever they are. It therefore provides an element of flexibility so that busy professionals can fit studies around other commitments. The importance of collaborative work firstly stems from a social constructivist perspective that learning is a social activity and is more effective when learners work together to create their own meaning. For a postgraduate course such as H808, it is also about professionals learning from each other and combining ideas to explore new knowledge. Lastly, it is about creating group cohesion and developing a community of learning. In my experience as an OU tutor, groups very quickly get spread out, with some getting ahead very quickly, whilst others take it slower or have interruptions to their early study. It then becomes difficult to organise group tasks. In this case, I would consider the wiki activities, such as undertaken in H808. In addition, any task has a fixed length of life for learners as they quickly move on to the next one. Those who are ahead and very confident with their learning and engage with the task early and add the majority of the content to the wiki, then move on to the next task. Those coming along behind will find the activity almost complete, leaving them with trying to find further ideas to add, which may require a greater understanding of more complex ideas. These learners may already be concerned about being behind and feel either the task is complete and they cannot contribute, or they need to think harder about what to contribute, adding to the pressure. Those who are coming late to activities therefore may have their learning affected by negative emotions at an early stage of the course, which might contribute to them withdrawing. The early contributors might also move on to later tasks and not revisit the previous task, therefore not benefiting from later contributions. Therefore, the exercise will benefit from a reflective task and a later group discussion via the forum on the outcome of the wiki task. The problem for e-learning of distributed learners working at their own pace, plus the asynchronous nature of most of the communication, is that group collaboration is therefore very difficult to organise. The best solution would be to timetable a group activity, as has been done with Unit 6 of H808. However, too much of this reduces the flexibility of learning important for distance learners. There is therefore a trade-off between ensuring collaboration and maintaining flexibility.